Well, we will look a little bit this morning at, which one should we start with? Let's, Matthew 28. This is about the resurrection. We've gotten to that point in our study of the life of Christ. And all four accounts discuss this. Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John 20. All talk about the resurrection. All give us details that the other doesn't. So we kind of have to put all four accounts together to get a complete picture. This morning we will focus on Matthew's account, Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 1. It says, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it." Remember, the Romans had came and sealed the tomb so that they wanted, the Jews especially didn't want the disciples to come and steal the body. Remember talking about that from before. Well, also it talks about it in this account as well. But so that the tomb was sealed for that purpose. Well, here we see an angel of the Lord that came down from heaven and rolled back the stone from the door, and then sat on the stone. We remember that Jesus died on Friday, and now this is the first day of the week, and we see that that's when he's resurrected. Okay, of course, the first day of the week takes on a prominent role from this point on through the rest of the New Testament. Of course, because, as John calls it in the book of Revelation, it's the Lord's Day. It's when he was resurrected. And he talks about these two Marys being there, and we'll talk later about all the different women that are there, especially Luke's account records some. And talks about what the angel looks like. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. That goes back to the descriptions of angels in the Old Testament that were like that as well. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. Well, the guards, these Roman guards, remember, that had been placed there, saw the angel. And not surprisingly, they were terrified. Okay? I mean, they were absolutely terrified. They had no idea what was going to happen. They might have thought they were going to get killed by the angel. Obviously, they understood the angel had power. So they were just scared to death about what might happen to them. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. And so quickly, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. Now, I think we have time to look at Luke's account and read it, Luke chapter 24. And we'll see some of the additional details that are included. Luke 24, beginning in verse 1. "Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how I spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. Well, our time is up, so we kind of have the idea now of some of the things that went on that resurrection morning. And Lord willing, next Sunday we'll put all four accounts together and kind of go through chronologically what happened.